And let's head to the Cancer Center at the Leonard C. Ferguson Cancer Center at FHN in Freeport. Joining us here today is Risa Tyler. Hey, Risa, good morning. Hello to you.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Well, thanks for joining me. It's great to talk to you and great to meet you. You are the a relatively new director at the Leonard C. Ferguson Cancer Center. Tell us a little bit about yourself and how long you've been there.
Of course. I'm a nurse by background. I have been with the Ferguson Cancer Center for 1 year now. I have two awesome little girls and a husband who's pretty great, too. My mom fought a hard battle against acute myeloid leukemia in 2009, and we're very lucky to still have her here with us today. Working in a cancer center really feels full circle for me. It allows me to give something back to the patients who are now fighting their own battles.
Tell the listeners, because here we always take things local for granted here. I don't think many people realize how comprehensive your cancer center is right here in Freeport. Tell us about it.
Absolutely. The best part of the Ferguson Cancer Center is that everything's here for you under one roof. Whether you need chemotherapy, immunotherapy, radiation, regular lab work, help with transportation, filing advanced directives, everything can be done right here by your team at the Cancer Center. We have a healing garden for patients to enjoy before, during, or after treatments. We have fireplaces for the colder months and a group of nurses, radiation therapists, and support staff that want nothing more than to see you get better and thrive, and they're right here locally in your community.
You know, I don't think many people realize as well, especially in Wisconsin, my mother got treated. She's a Wisconsin resident, but got treated at the Ferguson Cancer Center as well. Is that when you're on Medicare, that works both, you know, it works at your facility, even if you are a Wisconsin resident. So it doesn't matter. And I think many folks don't realize that.
Absolutely, yes. If you have the right to choose. So if it's close and convenient and it works for you and you want to be treated at this awesome facility right here in Freeport, just please come give us a call and we will do everything we can to make that work for you.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, way better than traveling to Madison and getting that done there. Okay, a fundraiser coming up to support the Ferguson Cancer Center. Coming up, it's in a couple weeks. It's going to be 2 weeks from this Saturday. Tell us about it.
Yes, the Food Fight Against Cancer is our annual fundraiser where all proceeds go directly to Ferguson Cancer Center. This means that the money raised stays right here locally with our patients. Each year, we invite local vendors to come out and share their favorite bite-sized portion of a signature dish. Then attendees get to vote on who brought the tastiest treat, and that vendor wins the food fight and the ability to carry the traveling trophy for the next year.
How much are the tickets? And tell us about how the proceeds are going to be used.
Sure. Tickets are $35 each, $65 for a couple, or you can buy four for $125. The proceeds from years past have brought new reclining chairs with heat and massage for patients who have long days of treatment, sometimes up to 8 or 9 hours, a new nurse call system for the quickest response from our team, as well as to give our patients the highest degree of safety. We've even used it to buy coffee for patients and families, so there's something, a warm beverage while you're waiting. And we've supported patients in other ways with gifts of gas or grocery gift cards during those really tough financial struggles.
We're talking to Risa Tyler, director of the Leonard C. Ferguson Cancer Center at FHN in Freeport. Risa, what about who's bringing the taste treats? Tell us about that.
Absolutely. We have an awesome lineup of vendors this year. Hilldale Deli, DeKetch, Wagner House, Munchies Cereal and Shake Bar, and our reigning champions, so our winners from last year, the Traveling Chefs.
What about musical entertainment? I understand there's going to be music there. Tell us about that.
The musical entertainment was definitely one for the books last year, and we look forward to it again this year. We have a DJ lined up for the evening, and in addition to that, we will also have some karaoke for the end of the night. And no worries, if karaoke is not really your thing, you will just be able to watch and enjoy the fun, too.
All right, now this was held last year. Tell us about that and what kind of fun the attendees had last year.
Last year was my first food fight, and I really didn't know what to expect. What I can tell you is that last year the attendees loved the door prizes, enjoyed the music and the entertainment, and appreciated coming together for a common cause. Many of us, if not all of us at the food fight benefit have been touched by a cancer diagnosis, either directly or indirectly. And the fellowship felt around the venue of being together for that shared cause was really next to none.
And tell us a little bit about the sponsors as well for this event. You have quite a list of sponsors. Tell us who they are.
Yes, our platinum sponsors are Excalibur Data Driven Performance Management, Paramount Oncology Group Management, and Winter Construction. Our gold sponsors include Cornerstone Credit Union, Lesher's Heating and Air Conditioning, and State Bank. Silver sponsors are Highland Community College Foundation and Stateline Solar. And last but certainly not least, our bronze sponsor is Sanitary Cleaners of Freeport, LLC.
And to tell us about, there's another event going to be held on the morning of the 24th for biking enthusiasts. Tell us about that.
The annual Grand Fonda Bike Tour is happening in the morning and afternoon of June 24th. More information can be found at www.fhn.org/Grand Fonda, and that's GRANFONDA. This event also raises money for the Ferguson Cancer Center, and information on signing up, volunteering, or donating can all be found at the website.
All right, and Risa, before you leave us today, remind us again, date, time, and location of the Food Fight Against Cancer for the Ferguson Cancer Center.
Yes, Saturday, June 24th. It begins at 5 p.m. at the Wagner House in Freeport. You can go to www.fhn.org/foodfight for all of the information and to buy tickets in advance. We really hope to see you there to raise money for this great cause.
All right, Risa, great to talk to you. We'll talk again soon, okay?
Thanks.
Risa Tyler, she's the director of the Leonard C. Ferguson Cancer Center at FHN in Freeport. And a reminder to all of you Wisconsin residents is that you are, if you're 65 and older on Medicare, you are eligible to be treated there. You don't have to go to Madison in terms of the referral. You can be treated at the Cancer Center in Freeport. I know it was a godsend for my parents because it's so much easier to get to, easier to drive, and the folks there are just fantastic. The preceding brought to you by and sponsored by FHN of Freeport.